The UAE Ministry of Human Resources and Emiratization, MORA, has announced a streamlined process for employers seeking to hire workers currently residing outside the country. The process applies to both skilled and unskilled labor and can only be initiated by the employer. In a social media post, the ministry detailed 4 procedural steps to obtain a new work permit. Employers must log in using UAE Pass or their digital ID, submit the application via service channels, and ensure all required documents are uploaded. If complete, the application is approved and forwarded to the ministry electronically. Any missing information will prompt a notification for resubmission. Once approved, federal fees and insurance or a bank guarantee must be paid, and a signed job offer attached. Skilled labor requirements. For skilled roles, the ministry will verify educational qualifications through the Ministry of Higher Education, with results issued within 2 weeks. Required documents include a valid passport copy, a colored personal photo, and an authenticated educational certificate, where applicable. The ministry categorizes labor across 9 skill levels, with certificates mandatory for levels 1 to 5. A monthly salary below 4,000 Emirati dirhams disqualifies a worker from being classified as skilled, even if they hold the appropriate certificate. Professional licenses are also required for certain professions, such as healthcare workers, educators, sports trainers, and lawyers. These must be issued by the relevant UAE authorities. Additionally, applicants from Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran must submit a valid national ID card with clear data and images of both sides. Conditions for approval. To be eligible, establishments must have a valid trade license with no violations, an available electronic quota, and legal authority to sign permit applications. Workers must be at least 18 years old and not already hold an active UAE work permit. Permit replacement is allowed within 6 months of issuance under specific conditions, including changes in nationality, while keeping the same job title and gender. The original entry permit must be cancelled through the Federal Authority for Identity, Citizenship, Customs, and Port Security. The ministry said the updated process is part of efforts to enhance transparency, streamline recruitment, and ensure legal compliance in the labor market.